Welcome to the Open Your Heart to Your Life Purpose Meditation CD. My name is Kate McKenzie and I'm the Love Coach. And I'm here today to welcome you into the truth of who you really are, to help you realize that you are love. You are the beloved. You are the person you've always been waiting for. And as you come into who you are and download your truth, and download your mission, you can share your love light with the world. All you have to do today is find a place where you can sit or lie down and allow yourself to relax. Come into your body, come into your heart, and come in truth of who you are. I'm going to guide you through four meditations. Meditation one is to help you to open your heart. Meditation two is to help you clear any limits or any blocks that might be in the way of you coming into love. Meditation three is to honor your fear and honor your faith, and allow you to come into a state of presence where you can realize the oneness of who you really are. And meditation four is to go on a journey to your love temple to meet your heart angel. And there, download your purpose, your mission, your truth, and your destiny. It may feel hard to realize your destiny or to realize who you really are, and that's because you may have shut your heart down. Now, you may have had really good reasons for shutting your heart down. You may have felt hurt, disappointed, had hard experiences in your life, or you may have just thought, I am never getting hurt like that again. But I want to assure you that this journey can be done in the way that's right for you. You can open your heart very gently, very gradually, and there is no hurry, there is no rush, there's no pressure. It's a process. Allow yourself to relax, to be enfolded in love, to come into your heart space. Your heart will open at the pace that is right for you. As you open your heart, you will begin to take on your authority and your power and your capacity for turning up to life. The key here, really, and the most spiritual thing here, is turning up. That's all you have to do. You do not have to know how, why, or the content of what your purpose or your mission is. What you have to be is willing to turn up, to know who you are. The rest will unfold. And that is because you're going on a journey to come home to you. You were there all the time. But what you're doing right now is coming home to the inside of you, coming home to your heart. This is really about melting the parts that have frozen off and coming into oneness with the parts of you that have felt separate or disconnected. Once you live from your heart, you are the author of your play. You co-create with Source all your dreams, all your wishes. And once you're in your heart, they come from your truth. They come from your heart's desire, connecting with your soul's mission. That is a deep key in a deep lock. That is a deep and tremendous opening that is possible for you in any moment, in any time, in the way that's right for you. This is a continuous journey of opening to more of who you are, of allowing yourself to come more and more into presence, into a journey of continuous and perpetual heart opening, which allows you to move more into the world, to give more of who you are into the world. Any doubts you may have had about who you are, to dare to be what you want to be, or dare to do what you want to do, can be melted away, can be dissolved away, as you understand that by giving your love light, you give the service that is most needed to those who most need you. For you are deeply important, or you wouldn't be here. You are really needed, or we wouldn't know you. The fact you are here right now on this earth plane means that you are part of a deep and beautiful orchestra, and your note, your rhythm, your sound needs to come out. And as you open your heart and you trust, that's really the key, as you trust your intuition, your knowing, you can allow your sound to resonate through the whole universe. And as you do that, you follow your path, you follow your destiny. So now, very gently, I'm going to guide you into the first meditation. This is a meditation to open your heart. I want you to find a place where you can lie or you can sit down, where you can feel comfortable to do a meditation, to come into your heart, to come into your heart space, where you can connect and allow the greatness of who you are to come into being. So if you can now allow yourself to relax where you are, sitting or lying down, and take a deep breath in and breathe out, and take another deep breath in and breathe out, take another deep breath in. Breathe out. As you're breathing in and breathing out, I want you to notice how you are, how you are feeling. How are you? I want you to notice how your body is, and just notice how your body moves with your breath, the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and you breathe out. And as you're breathing in and breathing out, allow your face to relax and soften. Allow the skin around your face and the muscles around your face to very gently soften and relax. Let go of your jaw. Allow your head, the muscles and the bones in your head, allow your head to relax and soften. Connecting with your neck, allow your neck to relax and soften. Now softening your shoulders, allowing the bones and the muscles in your shoulders to soften and relax. Breathing in and breathing out, allowing your arms, the skin, the muscles, the bones, allowing your arms to soften, to relax, to melt, allowing your whole body to feel softer, much heavier, weighted down, allowing the whole of you to relax, coming into you, coming into being, coming into softening. Now softening your chest, your heart area, your chest area, your bones, your muscles in your chest, allowing them to soften, to relax, to melt. breathing into your belly, allowing your belly to soften. Breathing in and breathing out. Allowing your spine, your back, the muscles and the bones in your spine to soften and melt, to relax, to sink down. Connecting with your legs, the skin and the muscles and the bones around your legs, and allowing your legs to feel weighted, soft, heavy. Feeling your feet, your beautiful feet that do so much for you, allowing the bones and the muscles in your feet to relax, to soften, to melt. All the time being aware of your whole body, relaxing your whole body, coming into being, coming home in your body right now. Very gently, very softly, I want you to imagine that in the center of your chest there's a small little flower bud. A little flower bud in the center of your chest. And as you breathe in and breathe out, very gently, in the way that's right for you, this flower bud opens. So as you're breathing in and breathing out, this flower bud is opening very gently in the way that's right for you. As this flower bud opens, you may feel a sense of opening in your chest, a sense of energy moving in your chest and spreading from your heart area in the center of your chest through your body. Just allow yourself to be aware of this movement of energy from the center of your chest moving through your body. And this flower opens very gently in a way that's right for you. As this flower opens, notice, what does it look like? What does it feel like? How are you feeling as this flower is opening in the center of your chest? How does your body feel? How are you experiencing yourself? Very gently, as this flower opens, at the center of this flower is revealed a beautiful crystal. This is your heart's crystal. This is the center of your heart. Take your attention inside this crystal and take yourself inside your heart. Breathe in and breathe out as you take yourself inside you, inside your heart space. Breathing in and breathing out. As you breathe in and breathe out, take yourself deeper inside your heart space. And just feel what it feels like to come inside you, inside your heart. And as you're breathing in and breathing out, connecting with your heart space, ask your heart, what do I need to open my heart? What do I need to open my heart? And breathe and allow yourself to receive whatever comes. And then ask yourself, Who am I? Who am I? And breathe and allow whatever comes. And ask yourself, what is my purpose on this earth at this time? What is my purpose on this earth at this time? And breathe and see what comes. And take yourself deeper inside yourself, connecting with your heart space. Connecting with the love of who you are, breathing in and breathing out, for you are a heart, you are a deep heart. For a while you were a fetus, you were a heart, and your legs and your arms and your tongue grew out of your heart. You are now coming home to realizing who you are, for you are a heart. Connecting with the earth, who is also a heart, earth heart. Connecting with your mission on this planet at this time to bring your love light through. For you are a heart, you are in heart space. You are the beautiful being that you are. You are so welcome here now. Blessings to you. Very gently, I want you to imagine that you are surrounded by a beautiful egg of golden light. And that you breathe in and you breathe out this beautiful golden light. And this beautiful golden light surrounds you, supports you, keeps you safe and protected. And allows you to step into the truth of who you really are, knowing that you are supported at all times, breathing in and breathing out this beautiful golden light into your body and around your body. You are the beautiful one we've been waiting for. You are the one. It's in your own time, as you're ready, I want you to come back to the room. Move your fingers or move your toes, and very gently come back to the room. Come back to who you are. Come back to you. In order to manifest your purpose or your dreams, you need to feel safe to open your heart. In fact, why would you open your heart unless you felt safe? Your blocks or your negative beliefs may have made you feel safe in the world, or they may have made you feel that you were honoring or looking after others, or perhaps being loyal to a parent figure or a sibling, or even an ancestor that you don't even know about. Sometimes we're keeping ourselves small because we don't want to upset other people. But while you're hanging on to these limiting ways and limiting beliefs, what you're really doing is holding your energy tight in the world. You're living as a mouse when you could be reaching much further obviously in a way that's right for you, but much further in your energy field, you could be a bigger presence in the world just by dropping your limitations, dropping your blocks. Now, you do not have to know, again, the content of these blocks or these limitations. What you need is the willingness to be able to clear them. It's a bit like clearing or dusting your shelf. Are you ready and willing to dust that shelf? Are you ready and willing to clear yourself, your aura, in this space-time dimension of limiting beliefs that are no longer useful? If you are, then I'm going to take you on a journey to look at these beliefs as a symbol. We're going to look at it as a wall, and we're going to get you to walk through, melt, blast, or clear this wall right here, right now. The reality is that your special gifts are unique to you. There is nobody else like you anywhere in the whole universe. And as you come into the truth of who you are, you heal everyone around you. Because as you shine, you allow others to want to shine and then to begin to shine. So actually, as you say yes to the truth of who you are, you do great service. But what can be very important is to be ready to release the blocks that are in the way of you shining your light. Now, just to honour your blocks and have compassion for them, they may have actually kept you safe. They may have been there for you for very good reasons. People stay small in their lives for very good reasons. That's why I have to check with you that you're ready now to allow them to be released. The reality is they may no longer be serving you. You may be ready to take on the maturity of your next steps. So, very gently, what I want you to do is allow yourself to relax again. Take a nice deep breath in and breathe out. Come into your heart space, come into your body, breathing in and breathing out, allowing yourself to connect and to soften. Taking yourself deeper inside yourself. Breathing in and breathing out. And I want you to imagine that you're in nature. I want you to imagine that you're in a beautiful field. You can feel the wind on your skin, beautiful sky above you. And very gently, I want you to imagine that in front of you is a wall. This wall symbolizes your blocks. So I want you to see this wall. What does it look like? What does it feel like? If you went near your wall, what do you experience about your wall? Do you like your wall? Do you not like your wall? What is the experience of your wall? Walk near your wall and walk around your wall. Walk along your wall. See how your wall feels. This wall symbolizes your blocks. This wall symbolizes what is stopping you from revealing your love light to the world. So I want you to breathe in and breathe out. And I want you to connect with how you are going to allow yourself to go beyond this wall. You can do anything you want. You can melt this wall. You can blast this wall. You can walk over or around this wall. You can knock this wall down. Whatever feels correct to you is what is right for you right now in this moment. So I want you to breathe and I want you to connect with your truth. And if you are ready, I want you to allow yourself to move beyond this wall. So breathe in and breathe out and allow yourself to go beyond this wall. Find a way of going through, above, around, or knocking down this wall right now. You are going through your wall right now. You are stepping through your wall right now into the light, into the sunshine, into the field beyond, where the sun is shining beautifully and the birds are singing and the sky is blue. You have now stepped beyond your blocks. Connect with how you feel about stepping beyond your blocks. You are the beautiful one. You can step beyond your blocks. You have done it right now. Own your power right now. You are the one. Now, breathe in and breathe out and just notice how you feel having done this exercise. And when you're ready, move your fingers and move your toes and come back to where you are. Come back to the room and notice how you feel. Many times people get stuck between fear and faith. What happens is that they get stuck thinking about the past or projecting into the future. So they swing between the past or the future. I'm now going to do a meditation with you about fear and faith. This is a beautiful meditation to support you to honor your fear and honor your faith. What can happen is we get split between fear and faith. So we get stuck looking at the past or get frightened thinking about the future. And in that place, we're not empowered because we're split between different directions. This is a meditation to support you to honor all parts of you and bring them together. And in that oneness, you are who you are. You are who you're supposed to be, the galactic master that you really are. I want to support you to do this meditation in the way that's right for you. So whatever happens during this meditation is correct. The purpose here is to do the meditation. What happens during it is fine. What we're really working with is bringing you into the present, that you're not split in the past or the future, that you come into the now. And in the now, you are who you are. And you have the perpetual quietness of heart, which means you have the beauty, the peace, and the grace to reveal the light of who you really are. But this is a process of integration. This is a process of birth. And this is the process that we're going to engage in. So very gently, I want you to allow yourself to relax where you are, whether that's sitting or lying down. I want you to allow yourself to come into your body, to focus on my voice, and to take a nice deep breath in. As you're breathing in, allow yourself now to breathe out. So allowing yourself to breathe in and breathe out. As you're breathing in and breathing out, notice how you are. Notice how your body feels. Take your attention through your body, from your head to your feet, being aware of how you are in your body. Now very gently, I'm going to talk you through a fear and faith meditation. What I want you to imagine is that we're going to work with your fear in your left hand and we're going to work with your faith in your right hand. And we're going to talk to them. And then we're going to see if they can talk to each other and then we're going to see what happens from there. So very gently, I want you to start with your fear. I want you to open your left hand. Now, in your left hand is a symbol, creature, object or thing that represents your fear. What does this look like? What does it feel like? How heavy is it? How does it feel in your hand? What colour is it? What is the texture like? Really allow yourself to connect with this object, creature or thing in your left hand that represents your fear. Now I want you to imagine if this object, creature or thing that represents your fear were to move, how would it move? If it were to make a sound, what sound would it make? Really connect with this object, creature, or thing in your hand. Feel the weight of it. Feel the texture of it. Really allow yourself to know it. Now I want you to ask your fear, what is it afraid of for you? What is your fear afraid of for you? Listen to your fear. Listen to what it has to say. And thank your fear. Now very gently, you're going to connect with your faith. So I want you to open your right hand. And in your right hand is an object, creature, or thing that represents your faith. So I want you to see, feel, and connect with an object, creature or thing that represents your faith. What does it look like? What does it feel like? If it moved, how would it move? heavy is it in your hand? What colour is it? If it made a sound, what sound would it make? Now I want you to talk to your faith. I want you to have a conversation with your faith and ask your faith, what does it believe in for you? What does it believe in for you? So talk to your faith. Now, very gently, what I want you to do is I want you to see if your fear and your faith can talk to each other. I want you to bring your left hand and your right hand closer together and see if there's a way, if they can find a path together. And don't worry if this doesn't happen, just see what can happen, just see if they can talk to each other. So just allow now your two hands to come closer together and allow your fear and your faith to talk to each other. See if there's a middle way. Then very gently, if it feels okay for you, to do what's right for you, bring your two hands together and see if the fear and faith can meet each other. And again, if it feels okay to do so, bring them into your heart. And if it feels okay to do so, breathe them into your heart, healing and holding compassion for your fear and your faith, bringing yourself into presence, into oneness, into the truth of who you really are, for you are the one. Breathe in. And very gently, when you're ready, come back into the room, move your fingers or your toes, allow yourself to arrive back with yourself again. Now I'm going to guide you in a meditation to meet your heart angel in your love temple. And here you will download your mission. You do not have to know the content of what you want in order to start to open and manifest the life of your dreams. Many people get stuck because they feel that they need to know exact outcomes. What you need to do is connect and start to work with the feeling of what you really want, your values and what matters to you. It may take some time to really connect with your feeling, with your heart space, and what genuinely matters to you from your truth, from your heart space. But once you start to connect with the values of what you want, whether that's love, joy, peace, community, service, then you can get on the beautiful flow and you can allow yourself to start to trust the flow and come into being. Often, people do not know what is going to happen, but the key is to connect with your truth and your values, your heart truth. Once you connect with that and give that space, wishing to provide love, wishing to connect with joy, wishing to connect with peace, then doorways open, then windows are shown to you, then people will turn up, then opportunities will come your way. Your job is merely to connect with your truth. Your job is merely to know who you really are. And that is a process of coming home inside you, starting to see and feel what your truth is, and to clear any blocks that are in the way of your truth. Once you start, it's not that you have to know anything. It's not that you have to be perfect in any way whatsoever, because you learn as you grow with each step. And the people that you need to support you on each step will turn up. You just have to be willing and ready to receive them, to see them, and to open to your path. The path is already there. That you don't need to worry about. Opening the door, putting the key in the lock to your heart, and receiving all of your path, that is your job. So to support you on this journey, I'm going to now guide you on a meditation to go to your love temple and meet your heart angel. Now this is your heart angel and your love temple, so you can revisit them anytime you want to and go and get the support that you need to keep opening your heart and taking deeper and deeper journeys on your path to know who you are. For the love light of who you are is always inside you. You just may need to come inside to know it. And coming inside to know who you are is about slowing down and connecting with you, with your heart. And you can always do this in any moment, in any time, just by placing your hand on your heart, for it is like any relationship. If you spend time with your heart, you will begin to know who you really are. And you do not have to expect all the answers to come straight away. Like a relationship, it is a journey of getting to know your heart, getting to know you. So very gently, very softly, I want you to find a way of relaxing, of settling down where you are, sitting or lying down, and coming in to the truth of who you are, coming into your body, allowing yourself to soften, to relax, to melt. Softening your face and your skin, relaxing your jaw, melting your body, allowing your body to feel heavy, weighted, allowing your body to sink down, softening all of you from your head to your feet, your arms, your hands, letting your belly be soft, your spine, breathing in and breathing out. Just allowing yourself to breathe in love and breathe out any stresses, any strains. Just allowing yourself to breathe in love and breathe out any stresses, any strains. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Now, very gently, I'm going to take you on a meditation where I'm going to take you to a beautiful place by the sea. I'm going to take you on a journey to a beautiful place by the sea. And on this journey, I'm going to take you to a beautiful love temple, your love temple, where you're going to meet your love angel, and where you can talk with your love angel and receive the guidance that you need to receive. So very gently, in the way that's right for you, I want you to find yourself walking along a beach. Your feet are bare and the waves are rolling over your feet, back and forth. The sun is shining and the heat is just right for you. You feel wonderful, you feel amazing. The sky is blue and the sea is an aquamarine. And the sunlight on the sea sparkles like diamonds. And you can feel the healing energy of the sea. As you breathe in and breathe out, you feel your body being healed. You feel yourself being nurtured and loved. You feel beautiful, gorgeous, sunlit and dappled. And you feel ready in all your body, for you know something special is about to happen. As you're walking along the beach, you see to your side beautiful woods, and in the woods you see a beautiful temple, and you know that this is your love temple. This is a special place for you that you can visit anytime you want, which is your love temple. It's where you can go and connect with love. And that you know in this place, you will see your love angel. So very gently, I want you to walk across the sand to your love temple. And on the way there, you pick something up from the sand. And this is a gift for your love angel to take to your love temple. Just notice what the gift is in your hand. Now you're making your way to your love temple, feeling the golden love of the sun on your skin, feeling filled with love, feeling the beauty and the grandeur of life. And you're coming near your love temple. Notice, what is your love temple like? What does it look like? What kind of building is your love temple? Is it round? Is it a tent? Really take notice of what your temple is. And very gently go up to the door of the temple and open the door. And notice, what is it like inside your love temple? Are there cushions? Are there sofas? What are the colours? Is it reds and purples, or is it all white and airy? Really allow yourself to connect with what your love temple looks like. Is there a fireplace? Is there an altar to love? What does the altar look like? And what is on your altar? Allow yourself to be in your love temple and really soak up the love rays of this love temple. Feeling the love inside this temple. You're inside your love, inside your love temple, inside connecting with your heart flame, your heart's desire. With the truth of who you are, here to download your mission and connect with your purpose. So really allow yourself to feel this sense inside your heart space, inside your love temple, and go to your altar and kneel before your altar and say a prayer of gratitude, thanking your love temple, thanking your heart space for the privilege of knowing who you really are, for the privilege of downloading your mission and your purpose right now in this heart space. And then let yourself rise from your altar. Go and sit either on a cushion or a chair or a sofa and allow yourself to connect with this beautiful place. After a moment, the door opens and you know your heart angel is coming in. In comes your heart angel. Notice, what do they look like? What do they seem like? Are they a man or a woman? Or neither? Are they made of light? Are they in human form? Do they have wings? What does your angel look like? What does your angel seem like? How do you feel about your angel? Very gently, your angel comes and sits beside you. Allow yourself to connect with the deep presence of your heart angel. Allow yourself to feel and connect with the deep presence of your heart angel in your heart space, connecting to your heart flame. Allow the presence of your angel to be with you now. Sense this moment now. Allow the energy of your heart angel to come into your energy. Feel this in your presence now. And give your heart angel the present that you picked up from the sand. Your heart angel receives your present and gives you a present back in return. Notice what your present is and receive your present with gratitude, thanking your heart angel. Now, connecting with your heart angel, ask your heart angel, who am I? Who am I? And listen and feel and see what comes. Then ask your heart angel, how may I open my heart? How may I open my heart? And listen and see and feel what comes. Breathing in and breathing out. And ask your heart angel, what is in the way? What is in the way of my purpose? What is stopping me fulfilling my purpose now? And listen to what comes. ask your heart angel, how may I download my mission into my heart space so that my soul's purpose aligns with my heart's desire? How may I download my mission so that my soul's purpose aligns with my heart's desire? And listen, see, and feel. And connect with your heart angel and ask them for your next step. Dear heart angel, what is my next step? Then thank your heart angel. Bow your head before them in gratitude for this wisdom, knowing that you can come anytime to your heart temple, to your heart angel, and receive wisdom. Then very gently stand up, bow your head before your altar and your heart angel. Thank the altar, thank the heart angel, thank the heart temple, knowing that you can come back anytime you wish. And very gently walk to the door of the heart temple. Go through the door, close the door. Come out into the light and the sunshine, feeling the golden light of love sparkling and shining on your body, feeling beautiful, feeling amazing, feeling empowered, feeling your authority, knowing your purpose, your mission on this earth at this time, walking towards the sea. Coming to the sea and walking along the sea. Feeling the waves rolling over your feet. The beautiful sea, the sparkling sun on the sea. The sun in the sky. Knowing who you are, for you are the one. You are the one you've been waiting for all this time. You had to come into who you are, and now you are there. And when you're ready, come back inside yourself. Come back into the room. Move your hand. Move your feet. Very gently come back. We've reached the end of these meditations, and where you've come to is a place of oneness, of love, of deep, heartfelt space. This is a space of manifestational alchemy. This is a space where you can download all your wishes, all your dreams, and allow them to come into creation. You are now aware that you are the co-creator of your destiny. Now you realize that you are love. You were always love. Love was always there. You are love. You were born as love. You speak as love. You act as love. You touch with love. The doorways are now open. Your destiny will now unfold. you are in the space of perpetual quietness of heart, presence and oneness, where all is right now. You are who you are. You are the beautiful one, the beloved we have all been waiting for. Welcome home.